This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the National Conference on Environment 2025 in New Delhi today. The conference is being organized by the National Green Tribunal, NGT. The two-day conference is set to bring together environmental experts, policy makers and activists to discuss critical environmental issues and formulate actionable solutions. The conference will feature four key technical sessions that will address pressing challenges faced by the environment, including climate change, pollution control, biodiversity conservation and sustainable development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India First has become the mantra of the country's foreign policy, and now New Delhi is not just participating in the world order, but also contributing to shaping and securing the future. Mr. Modi was addressing an event organized by a private TV channel in New Delhi yesterday.
दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी हमारे भारत में है. ये युवा तेजी से स्किल्ड हो रहा है, इनोवेशन को गति दे रहा है और इन सबके बीच भारत की फॉरेन पॉलिसी का मंत्र बन गया है इंडिया फर्स्ट.
The Prime Minister said that India has prioritized humanity over monopoly and paved the way for the creation of a global institution of the 21st century, ensuring equal participation. The government has approved the Electronics Component Manufacturing Scheme to boost the manufacturing of electronic goods in the country and strengthen the electronic supply chain. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, "The electronic sector has witnessed tremendous growth in the last 10 years. He said, electronic production has grown 5 times at the rate of 17% compound annual growth rate, while electronic exports witness growth of 20% compound annual growth rate in these years.
Electronics manufacturing is somewhere around $120 billion. $120 billion ko double karna hai, that is our immediate goal. And by 2030-31, we want to reach $500 billion. करंट 25 लाख एम्प्लॉयमेंट है इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग में, उसको 60 लाख की तरफ ले जाने का भी इसमें टारगेट है.
The minister said funding worth over 22,000 crore rupees will be provided for the electronics component manufacturing scheme. He said this will generate direct employment of over 91,000 and many indirect jobs. Mr. Vaishnaw said the government has also approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Kharif 2025 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers to ensure affordable, subsidized and reasonable fertilizers to the farmers. The Union Cabinet has also given nod to inclusion of Kosi Mechi Intrastate Link Project of Bihar under Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana, Accelerated Irrigation Benefits Programme. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the government has also approved 2% DNS allowance to central government employees and DNS relief to pensioners. In Myanmar, 144 people have died and 732 have so far been injured following a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake that struck Myanmar and Thailand last afternoon. The head of Myanmar military government, General Min Aung Hlaing, in a televised speech last evening said that the death toll and injuries are likely to rise. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the earthquakes which occurred in Myanmar and Thailand yesterday. The Indian Embassy has advised Indian nationals in Thailand to contact the emergency number +66 6188 19218 in case of any emergency. UAE has pardoned 500 Indian prisoners ahead of Ramzan, reflecting the strong bilateral ties between India and the Gulf nation. In squash, star Indian player Anahat Singh clinched the JSW Indian Open title in Mumbai yesterday. In women's singles final, third-seeded Anahat defeated Helen Tang of Hong Kong 11-9, 11-5, 11-8. The win gave the 17-year-old Anahat 300 ranking points. In the Asian Wrestling Championship 2025, Indian wrestler Manisha Bhanwala clinched India's first gold medal since 2021 edition, while Antim Pangal settled for a bronze at Amman in Jordan yesterday. In women's 62kg category final, Manisha defeated Korea's Ok Jae Kim by 8-7. In Indian Premier League, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Chennai Super Kings by 50 runs at the MH Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.